Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green, here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in. Now, it's Saturday morning where I am, but whenever and wherever you're listening, thank you very, very much. Holiday week coming up, a lot of people coming and going. If you think about it, you know, you might need this particular voice in the background while you're cooking or while you're sitting around the fire. You can always get more mama at supertalk.fm in the on-demand section. Good morning, Lance.
Good, cool morning.
Very cool morning. I know today is a day that you would be particularly happy about this. It is, in fact, Thankful for My Dog Day.
I am always thankful for my dog. I saw both of them this morning. They were just cuddled up, and you know, they got a lot of
they
fun.
They said, you go on to work. We'll be right here.
They were fine with it. They were just fine with staying right where they were.
Exactly.
They stayed late last night.
Well, I knew how cold it was last night. I had two cats in bed with me. That doesn't always happen.
I love it because they love it. I had to learn over time. I wasn't always the biggest fan of the cold hitting you. Yeah, it just... I like this.
You're a man from the South. You're not supposed to like cold weather, except at hunting camp or something.
Right, and that's when you've got layers upon layers
exactly.
on, and you're feeling it, and you're out there for a reason. But just kind of chilling around with your hands in your pockets was never...
Walking the dog,
right,
for example.
Wasn't my favorite experience. But I've gotten, over the years, I've gotten better generally. I don't know why. Maybe because I sit out more in the cold weather,
get used to it.
It seems I acclimate.
Mm-hmm.
No,
get used to it.
I spent
one very, 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 very cold winter in snow and ice, and I pretty much vowed I wasn't going to do that again if I could help it, and I haven't so far. So
it's tough to, I would imagine, if you have 3 feet of snow to shovel and that. The football game the other night with the Browns.
I thought about that. It looked like fun, and at the same time, it was a really cold, wet experience.
We get through all of high school football season without cold weather. And last night, I think it was apropos because you were crowning the MAIS champions Thursday and Friday. Today is the Apex with Hartfield and Jackson Prep playing at 6. Caleb and I will meet over at Clinton. As they've announced, no football program anymore at MC, that's where the game is. So we were like, you know, we can't miss this
exactly.
one. And plus, it's cold.
It'll be perfect.
So, yeah, it's perfect.
And thermoses of hot chocolate and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. So at least it hit at the appropriate time for everybody to have to pull out the old sweaters and go to the football games and be like, where's the hot chocolate? Because it wouldn't have been a football season without it.
You're right. So. You're exactly right. I'm happy to say that my dad introduced me to the heaters that you put in your boots or in your coat pocket, because he would go to the cold football games. So early on in my life, I realized there were ways to get through that cold weather. Whatever you're doing for this cold weather, welcome in. This is the Garden Mama Show. I'm happy to tell you that the text line is already fired up today. Love for you to join us there, 601-879-4395. In case you don't have that carved into a piece of expensive furniture yet, you can do that now. Now,
you can always carve it into the expensive furniture
as we
right
go.
Now, right?
Exactly. I think it's... Am I the only person that ever had a wood burning kit and liked it?
Oh, those are cool.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
You can do it on leather.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Little stamps.
Really stinks
stuff
when you hit plastic, though.
Yeah.
We learned early. You can't do that to Bakelite. You know, it's not going to work.
The Bakelite can't be baked.
If you join us at supertalk.tv, you're going to see some pictures you don't expect. These are pictures that I'm happy to tell you are the gift from Dr. Bill Evans, and it is some cane harvesting and syrup making, among other things. There's some stuff there you might want to enjoy.
Well, I wanted you to explain that because as I was going through the pics last night,
said,
looking
what is
at
this?
I knew exactly what was going on here, but I was like, we're going to have a look, because it looks like somebody knows what they're doing.
Yes.
It wasn't a first try.
No, this is the real deal. Yeah, and indeed, there's also a picture that you will see today at supertalk.tv of one of his lettuce columns that you can grow more lettuce growing it vertically in a pipe than you can possibly do in any other situation in terms of the volume. This particular bit of a farm is like 4 square feet and incredibly productive. So something else that we'll have him in here one day soon and talk about all of those ways, because people are always looking for other ways to do things. And if we can bring some of the more commercial aspects into your garden, think about it. The first time anybody ever considered doing an earth box, they didn't realize that necessarily that was a thing for home. It used to be just for institutions and schools, that sort of thing. Well, it got adapted for all of us, and it's turned out to be a really good growing system. So we work on all of that. From Hunter and Brandon, or should I say Cazador, I found a patch of white-flowered maypops while dove hunting in September. I dug what I could of the roots. Now, here's the part that I just loved. I read this when I first got in this morning, and Hunter, you have tickled me, I got to tell you. I stuck it in my boot. Sweat kept it from drying out. That's how hot it was in quail season this year. Anyway, he potted it at home, and it is growing. Should I plant it now or leave it in the garage? Will it have white flowers next year? The chances are good that it will, because they adapt fairly readily. But, of course, you need to create an environment that is as close to that as you found it in the woods. We don't put these in a container. We don't put them in full sun or anything like that. It's maypops. It's a native wildflower. So, yes. Now, I have to say, because somebody will send me an ugly note if I don't, and they may anyway, we hope that you had permission to dig these up, because that's something that's extremely important. You not only can get yourself hurt, but you can also denude an area. So if you dig up something, make sure you leave something, but also be sure you have permission to do that. Maypops are spectacular. I hope you move more of them around, frankly, because every time we have a road built or anywhere the privet has invaded, that's what the maypops and trilliums are, the things that we lose because they're at ground level. They're not the only things, but they're two of the really important ones. So, yes, go ahead and plant. And if the winter happens to be dry, water it a little bit. Otherwise, there shouldn't be a problem. Okie dokie. Oh, my goodness. Those are beautiful. What beautiful, beautiful dogs. How fun. They look like they rule the roost, huh? Thankful for Mags and Bob.
We have a tradition here on the scoreboard show pretty much now. Caleb has brought his little bulldog and a big sheepdog last night. I mean, this thing's huge. Cool. Winston, he was awesome. I mean, he was the sweetest thing. And literally, he could carry him. He's a monster. Butch, he's brought his yellow, reddish-colored lab, just like Dottie. Dottie's been up here before. I haven't brought Hawk quite yet because I don't know. I mean, he might start fetching everything.
He's pretty energetic.
Oh, yeah. He's not as docile. I mean, he would be on and off that in five mm-hmm, times mm-hmm. Looking for something. But, yeah, I mean, dogs. You can't go through life without a pet. Now, some people like a cat. You have some amazing cats. I love yours.
There's a house full, and they're not all mine, but yes.
No, I mean, the ones around, around the abode. But dogs, goodness gracious. Thank goodness we have
appreciation
days.
Thankful for your dog day.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Was there any other thing like that parlayed well? I wanted to tell you, I've gone through this gas station so many times, and I keep seeing the canned mackerel.
So
I finally bought some, and I figured my cats may like it. Do you think they will?
Yes.
You think so?
I'm sure the fishier the better.
Yeah,
yes.
That was going to be the truth.
Yes. Yes.
The guy that works there, he knows me. He goes, what are you buying
What are you
for?
Doing with this?
I've seen it 1,000 times, and I figured I would buy it,
I don't see. I mean, the cats that I have known in my life will not turn down fish for the most part.
The only time
any animal, really, even a dog, will turn down a food is if they can't smell it. And fish does not have that problem most of the time.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I wanted your opinion on that before I opened it. I was just going to use it as a prop.
We're going with more Happy National Dog Day. Max and Abby are chilling. They're cute.
Yeah,
nice cacti.
Yeah,
everybody looks good.
Yeah, looking good.
We have an argument to have today, so we'll get to that. Today is espresso day, and I want to say
it is espresso.
It is not espresso.
Espresso.
You see it on signs. You see it. You hear it coming out of people's mouths, and it's not the. That's not what it is, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's not espresso.
No, it's really
it's
not.
Espresso. I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, there's no egg.
It's no egg. There's nothing like that. It's just deliciousness. It's spelled the appropriate way.
I have to tell you, too, that in the photos today also, the Christmas cactus that I have posted up from my office are actually fuller in bloom today than they were 2 days ago when I took the photos. So next week will be even more Christmas cactus photos. I do want to talk about Christmas cactus today for a bit because people have so many questions. We buy them, and then what? You know, they're in beautiful full bloom, but how do you take care of them in the house and that sort of thing? The Christmas cactus is one of the plants that I really believe we have kind of taken over in this world as something we're going to hold on to. In other words, we might keep the poinsettia like I've done for 5 or 6 years, but you can keep a Christmas cactus for 15 or 20 without really much problem if you just realize a few things about the plants. First of all, they are Christmas, they're cactus, but they come from a rainforest. So their needs are different, say, from some other cactus that you might have sitting around a mammillaria or something that's got spines all over it. The Christmas cactus, that whole family, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter cactus, the flowering cacti in this group, are all native to rainforests. And as a matter of fact, they grow pretty much in the crevices of trees in that rainforest. So not only do they grow in reasonably low light, there's light there, but it's not full sun by any means, but it's also the fact that they are not ever super, super wet. If you overwater them, they'll get root rot. If you let water sit in the saucer underneath them, unless it's a huge plant that is old and can take that water up through the base, it's going to really contribute to the soil staying too wet and, again, bringing on some root rot. I don't want you to think you're not supposed to water them, because what we're trying to do is have them in a soil that is extremely well-drained, like maybe half potting mix and half perlite or something like that, and then water them just when the top of the soil feels a little bit damp. Those are the ways that we keep those going in the house. And then, of course, once they finish blooming and all the flowers have fallen off, they become a house plant or a plant later on, say in April or so, for outside on the porch. That's really the point where we're growing them for the next year. So Christmas cactus are not hard to appreciate, and I hope that you will. Something else happened this week. Here comes the argument. Is it time to take down the pumpkins?
It was interesting watching the people go through the neighborhood and picking up pumpkins.
I wonder what they're doing with
them. That's what my thought was. Are they making pie?
Are they making muffins?
Is this some centerpiece?
Do we have a pumpkin? Well, do we have a pumpkin chunkin that I don't know about? I need one of those big events with a catapult in it.
It wasn't like the garbage people. They were
there were people.
People driving, and we've got everybody put them out. And they were not there.
The best things to do with the pumpkin, if you intend to keep them as decorations through the fall, and it's a warm fall as it has been in most weeks this time, a little bit of polyurethane paint on the bottom of it, wherever it's going to sit down, helps a lot, just a spray paint, because it keeps it from falling apart at the bottom. But if you want to be organic about it, they also make a fantastic, literally dig a hole and bury the pumpkin that you've turned into a jack-o'-lantern, but put stuff in it to see what rots and what doesn't. You come back next spring, dig it up again, there'll be a whole lot less pumpkin. But if you put in, your iPhone cord, it's still going to be there, whatever you might have decided to test, so to speak. It's a great science project.
I was going to say, it sounds like a great little project.
Mm-hmm. It's
fun. You can compost
kids better. Kids always want to make a time capsule. And in this case, it's a little shorter than the 50-year one that we consider at maybe the cornerstone of a building, or something. There's always that. I'm always fascinated when you read the stories that they put a cassette tape in or something, you know, something in it that no one can figure out what to do with.
What do we do here?
Beautiful bougainvillea, by the way, in the photos today. There's still some tropicals in bloom here in Zone 8, but they're mostly getting a little more protection this week than they did before, perhaps. And this is peaches, okay? The Christmas wreath and the pumpkins is almost too much for me. I don't know what to think.
Well, at least it did have the caption. It would have been perfect for a headline. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's it. A little maybe bye-bye-bye.
It could have been three of them.
Yeah,
that's right. It could have been three of them. What I hope you will do, I hope if you were done with the pumpkins and you can't hold on to them through Thanksgiving, that you will put them out so someone else can get them. They're not literally just trash. Somebody else will take
somebody's
turn
grabbing
them into
these babies
animal food.
With them.
Well, you know, animals eat them, and there's people will.
I used
some
to
people
feed deer with them.
Dry the seeds out too. So
yeah, the deer would love to root around in the innards and get those seeds. They didn't care for the rind too much, but they like the seeds just fine.
Well, and the seeds, frankly, are quite tasty. Now, you may find
you
that you're, that they come up in your compost heap the next year too.
Yeah, you might have to be growing pumpkins. How hard is it to grow a pumpkin? It looks like whoever grows them has immense success annually. And number two, where are the hottest havens for pumpkin growing in the country?
Space and time are big considerations when it comes to pumpkin growing. I really think most of them are grown in latitudes a little north of us because it's not as hot in the summer, but the growing conditions are just about perfect. But we grow pretty big ones here. We just don't happen to have competition-sized ones. We have some of the competition-sized pumpkin varieties actually can have leaf diseases in hot weather, and that's not, you know, that's why they,
yeah, it seems
you'll see them at the Half Moon Bay being weighed, but they've trucked them from Minnesota.
Right,
you know,
I've seen some of the competitions are usually northern Midwest, mm-hmm, New England, mm-hmm, and they celebrate.
It's just a more even growing system. But it takes 100 days at least.
Wow. Yeah.
And in some cases a few more, particularly if you're trying to pump them up, you know, into that constant feed,
sending them to the 4-H club and seeing if you win the prize.
All of that. There's absolutely. You know, people do that with tomatoes here, and it can be very complicated. There are a couple of varieties. If you're ordering seeds for your January planting, folks, and you want to do that, look into the German tomatoes that are literally capable of making a 4-pound fruit.
Sure.
Now, most of the time, they do that. You grow this healthy, beautiful plant, but you then take off all the fruit except two or three, and you also overgrow it. You know, you're overproducing so that you can get it to be really huge, which is kind of fun if you think about it. Oh, my goodness. Lots to talk about today. Beautiful puppies coming in the pictures as well as some gorgeous plants to look at. I'm going to get some questions from you. Got a bunch of questions to answer already. Guess what? This is the Garden Mama Show.
In the middle of the deep blue sea because she's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. Yes, you are.
Hello, I'm Sean Tindall, Commissioner of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety. Since 2021, Mississippi has seen a 25% reduction in fatalities involving crashes with commercial motor vehicles. Many of those crashes could have been avoided. DPS, through its MHP's Motor Carrier Unit and the Commercial Transportation Enforcement Division, is partnering with Big Rig Truckers to conduct safety checks across our state for the Trooper and Trucker Safety Initiative. The Department of Public Safety and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration are working together to keep our highways safe for everyone. Thank you, and drive safely.
Are you a business owner looking for help with HR benefits and payroll? MWG Employer Services offers a wide range of services and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget.
I was so overwhelmed with HR stuff. MWG Employer Services took all the stress out of it and even set up my payroll. I couldn't be happier.
MWG Employer Services is here to help you succeed. Call us today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWGEmployerServices.com.
Go with your gut.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see.
I'm happy to let Ray know that it is absolutely fine to transplant that sweet olive right now. He's been wanting to do that for a while. This really is prime time for, if you want to dig it up from mama's and plant it at your house, it's now. Just do it and enjoy it. I'm moving a rose bush this weekend. That sounds crazy, but it's not. It's a fine time to do it, and I'm looking forward to getting that space cleared out for another project. So, yes, go ahead and do that.
And that brings me to my question about the same plant. It's in a big, beautiful pot, concrete, kind of teardrop shape. It'll be a little hard to get it out because it has that, you know, it kind of comes up a little bit. However, if I wanted to reset it in there, it's an older tree that I'd inherited, saved, took it over, and it has not been eaten by hawk. And it's done okay.
Survived puppyhood.
It's done okay. I know it needs to be decompacted a bit and raised up and put new mix. Is there an easy way to do this?
No.
Okay.
But it can be done, particularly in a teardrop shaped pot.
Yeah.
Of course,
the
reason you have to go literally down the sides.
Well, and that's my point. Is
and
thinking you got to
getting inside of there and loosening as much as you possibly can. But you will lose some of it, that's just going to happen.
As far as some of the dirt.
Well, probably some of the roots too, because I doubt you'll be able to get anything down all the way in to loosen it. But once you get it loose, you'll be able to get it looser. It's one of those things.
It's probably 6 inches, 7 inches dropped down into that.
Yeah,
pot.
It's sunk.
Yeah, it's
the
sunk
whole thing has compacted.
And it's I can tell it needs it.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
it's run out of room.
It's run out of room. It wants more.
If it was a big plastic pot, I would tell you to put it on the ground and roll it back and forth to loosen it. Mm-hmm. If it was an old clay pot that you didn't want to keep, I would tell you to crack it with a hammer and get the plant out. But in this case, we'd like to continue both. So
the
container and the tree need to come out in separate. Mm-hmm. Separately, so they can be reunited at another point.
Yes, okay.
My rose bush is going back where one died, so that's always iffy. When you sometimes
yeah,
you do
know,
that, and it's
a jinx.
Well, exactly.
What?
Sometimes you do it and it's perfectly all right, and other times you do it and nothing will grow in that particular spot for no apparent reason. I don't even know. It's just funny. We do put ourselves through a lot, though.
Plants talk,
and they'll tell you, they'll show you, if not. So I have cats speaking of my cats are having territory issues. And I guess it's partly because of the weather's cold. They all want to sleep on the same warm spot. So we're having a little bit of a thing. But you have no idea how quickly that water bottle that with the one spray will calm everybody down. And it worked last night. Sometimes it doesn't work, but I'm very optimistic.
Cooled the temperature off just a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm convinced that this weekend is going to be a rapprochement.
My two tabbies, the two orange tabbies, Sunshine and Butterscotch, they get about once a month. They get into a good eyeballing contest about who gets the front flower bed or who gets to do this or that, and it goes on for about a day, it seems. Does yours carry on much longer? Because mine, they'll get it out of their system.
It occurs over and over for a period of maybe 10 hours, off and on. Yeah, yeah. They talk to each other, and then it gets ugly, and they knock something over. Yeah. So all of that at the same time.
Excuse me. I got you.
Mm, goodness. Well, now, I can't exactly tell what Ray is asking me, except that they repotted something, and it's in the foyer. It has bright afternoon light. I'm going to say that one of the best suggestions for that indoor setting is going to be something like fiddle leaf fig that has thick leaves, something that can take the indoor conditions but doesn't need a great deal of light. So I'm going in that direction for that.
What about this? And since I have the lettuce picture up, and you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
But is that like something you could do during the winter inside, or are you going to need a grow light, or is the natural
light? You're not going to have enough natural light, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, in fact, when tubes like this are grown in either direction in a warehouse for where they're trying to produce, you know, tons of lettuce for the market, they rotate on things, so they go up and down and get more sun as they go up and more light because the whole place is lit. But it still helps them to have some of that sun in the center. So you'll see those kind of setups. But in your house, you can do it with basically with an arch light. You can do the whole thing. I think it's the way of the future. We've seen a bunch of those little things where you're supposed to be able to grow herbs on top of your kitchen table.
Yeah, the water walls.
And they work a little bit, and the water walls work a little bit, but we're getting better. Mm-hmm. We're getting more efficient, and we're also getting, just like when hydroponics began, we grew everything in that wool stuff that was really a mess and couldn't, you know, it worked, but you couldn't recycle it and all that stuff. All of those things have gotten better, too. So I think horticulture is one of those areas where people are always trying to do something more efficiently and, frankly, cheaper because we all need, you know, we need to be able to grow food and flowers that people can afford to buy.
Obviously, artificial light, natural light. So you have your sunlight and mm-hmm. your artificial light, and it is calibrated into the right spectrum so that you're hitting those.
Got to have full spectrum to grow, yeah.
You got to have mm-hmm. the full spectrum. Mm-hmm. So given that, and just a more of a scientific question, is there, I mean, the leaves and such are going to be what brings in the light. Is there any way that you could simulate that from the root side, or is it, does the plant have to take in the sunlight from, in other words, is there a supplement that you could put in, or is that what, say, you know, your supplements for soil are almost like sunlight going into the soil? I'm just curious how it all works, because
no, but yes.
Okay.
Plants that have air roots, you'll see like a philodendron or something in the atrium
right.
here,
yes.
and they'll send out those little skinny things that just sort of stick out in the air. Those are all they're functioning, and they do indeed absorb some light and assist photosynthesis that's going on in the chlorophyll in the greens.
Plant style.
But those are in specific
yes.
kinds of plants. You've kind of played into one of my very favorite stories that I read this week in my exploration of strange and wonderful things in the world of horticulture and whatnot. From the University of Bath, there is a brand new spray that they have developed to increase photosynthesis in the greenhouse. It optimizes the wavelength of the light shining onto the plants, and that in turn improves their ability to photosynthesize and
yes,
to grow
exactly
and to produce
what, I was saying.
What
yeah,
you
yeah.
were talking about. But it's not through the roots, it's the actual structure.
Gotcha.
So I look forward to this. What they're talking about, of course, is the areas of the world that do not have ample sunshine to grow things.
Like Alaska at times.
Like frequently, yeah. half the year in Alaska, that's very true. And in other places, we could use a little bit more sunshine in a very focused way at times. So I think this is really neat. It is short. The growing season itself is fairly short. And for instance, if you're trying to propagate, they grow grapes and whatnot there now in the southern part of the country. And in order to propagate those, you have to have a certain length of time with good light to get them to take their grafts and to go ahead and make themselves into plants that can be put into the orchard or the vineyard. So all of those things can fit into it. The issue for them is that artificial light that we talk about, because they grow lots and lots of food in Europe in artificial light conditions, and it's expensive. So if they can put a coating on the building itself that increases the ability of the plant to photosynthesize, it's a win-win. So you're not only just ahead of your time, but you're thinking of really smart things to do this morning.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Stimulate my brilliance.
I appreciate you. Lisa and Bill in Poplarville, they have some Eleagnus that have been in the ground for a year. They're very leggy and not bushing up. Should we trim the legs, or is that just how they grow? You know, it's really funny. I have two beautiful Eleagnus that came up from seeds in my flower bed where I don't want them. And the Eleagnus in the back that I want as a screen is doing exactly what they're talking about. So there are some contrary aspects to every plant, including Eleagnus. You can prune them. And in Poplarville, I probably would go ahead and do that, because the more you cut them, the more they're going to bush at the base and make a thicker show. I'm not worried about them getting frozen, because even if their tips freeze, you'll just cut those off again a little bit later on in the year or early next year. So I have no problems with you doing that. By the way, that was a beautiful hummingbird moth. It's such a beautiful picture from them. That was a while back, but it's still worth noting, because
yeah.
it was a gorgeous
thing.
I
think Poplarville had a huge win last night. If my brain's not too scrambled, I'd be remembering.
What are you remembering? Are you remembering
big
correctly?
Football win. Yeah.
That's a good question. Oh, how fun! This is great. Thank you very, very much. We're doing this. This is the whole African blue basil thing mm-hmm. that we've been talking about here for a while. And they're rooting. Yay.
Yeah, those roots look interesting.
Kathy,
cool.
I appreciate you so much. It's not the easiest one, and she has done a beautiful job. I look forward to having a little bit of that.
That's cool.
Yeah, fun stuff. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, the egg, of course.
Wait a minute. You're on a roll today because you are correct. And we have now found out that it seems like a paradox, but it's not. What they have worked on is a new study from the University of Geneva that tells us that, in fact, a single-celled organism called Chromosphera perkinsii appears to possess an embryonic process which is similar to the mitosis that occurs in animals. In other words, when the cells split, okay? So this is not in an animal. This is a completely, seriously different process, different result, but similar, but same process. So that puts the egg business much, much sooner than the chicken, centuries.
I always assumed it was the egg first, but I didn't know.
Well, but Gallus gallus domesticus might not feel that way. The chickens themselves, they might feel like they're responsible.
Yeah. They may have an ego.
I think many of them do.
The morning guy does, apparently. The morning rooster.
There are a whole lot of things. As soon as the weather gets cold and people look at the darkness in the early morning, we can all identify with the rooster that just gets up and screams in the morning.
Oxford was great for that because you had so many folks that had, over the years, had started growing or producing their own eggs and things like that locally. Mm-hmm, and so there was quite mm-hmm. a few roosters that liked to be up early. And being a bartender, I was always up late, you know, and early because I'd try to make it to breakfast. And those guys would...
He doesn't sleep, y'all, obviously.
I would just be waiting for the first one. Kakaloo! You know, and they just keep going. And they're like, all right, it's that time. We'll all
wake up
before the sun.
Of course.
This is a competition.
There's a lot of that. There's just a couple in my neighborhood, and they do definitely compete.
Yeah, they're like, who's up first today?
Yeah, who got up? Who got
up first? Early.
Really funny stuff. I'm tickled to let you know that this is a good time to be doing all of that transplanting that people are talking about wanting to do, and there are really an endless number of things to talk about in that regard. I have planted, I did in fact plant the rest of that bed, but as always, our friend Peaches continues to bring plants to me, so I still have more things to plant. But I'm going to have some really beautiful snapdragons in addition to the pansies that were in there. It's going to be a riot of color. There is no organization in that aspect of it, and usually I'm pretty picky about that. But I said, let's just plant these. Come on. I feel like it. I'm going to go plant them. We'll see how it turns out. There are an awful lot of other things, though, that you can be doing at this particular point in time. I hope that you will be planting some seeds for perennials that we consider in some cases wildflowers, but which are just as happily growing in your flower bed. They don't have to be in a meadow someplace. Things like coreopsis and echinaceas, the rudbeckias, bee balms, those things that will be perennial can be seeded now with great success in many cases. It's also an optimistic week for me. I'm going to plant some more radishes just to see whether I can get another 30-day crop out of things. I saw that my friend Jason has been harvesting lots and lots of those pretty red sparklers, and I'm a little jealous because I don't have any right now, so I've got to do that. And it's Thanksgiving week, y'all. You know what that means? When you get tired of your relatives, we don't ever get tired of our relatives. when you feel that you need, you know, it may be raining on Thanksgiving and perhaps late in the afternoon it won't be. And you'll say to yourself, oh, excuse me a minute, I got to go out to the garden. Would you all like to come and help? They never do. So you get to go have a little alone time in the garden planting sweet peas. We plant sweet peas in zone 8 and zone 7B as well as zone 8B, 9A, we plant those at Thanksgiving in hopes that they can grow all the way through and bloom very, very early in the springtime. If, however, the winter turns out to be icy and frigid and they don't make it, we plant again at Valentine's Day. So plant some sweet peas, but save a few seeds just in case you need them for later on. This is the week that generally works best for that particular process. You know, there are a lot of things to talk about in the garden. There are a lot of things to do. And I really appreciate your decision to put me in your pocket. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Coming around. Carry on, carry on. With darkness all about, you want the screen shut. Carry on, carry on. Don't cry, baby. Look at where you've been. Everybody knows. On your knees, carry on, carry on. Your head is full of doubt, you can't figure it out. Carry on.
We are advocacy, a century of wins, protecting private property rights, advancing technology, sustaining our land, conserving our natural resources, all to pass on to the next generation. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
Superior, it's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Me to laugh right here on the air, don't you? I'm telling you, it's a good thing it's Saturday. had to laugh. All right, now here's a really good question, because it's something, frankly, that I don't know the answer to, which always makes things a good question. Y'all tell me. Our texter has a really good crop of banana peppers. And some of them are red, they've gone to their full point, but others are just really ready to do something. Here's what's already gone on. Pickled some with vinegar, diced and mixed them with chopped onions and put them in the freezer for omelets. What else can I do with all these banana peppers? You got some suggestions? I would love for you to help us out here. I love pickled banana peppers, but I got to tell you that I think the idea of getting them ready for cooking them into something else is brilliant, too. I would probably go ahead and steam some, stuff them with cheese, and put them in the freezer, because that's another delightful treat that you could have along the way. But if you've got a recipe maybe for some relish or a chow chow or something that involves banana peppers, let us know, because I'd love to pass that on to our listener today. This is such a good question from Marcella. I planted my Meyer lemon tree in my greenhouse instead of bringing it in and out of the house. Smart. So I've had the tree about 10 years. It gets fertilizer. It has flowers, but no lemons ever. Okay, I'm going to tell you the secret. Meyer lemons are self-pollinating, but there are two things that they require. One is not too much nitrogen to get those flowers, and I hope you're using a citrus formula fertilizer for that, because that also goes directly to fruit production. So if you're using some other fertilizer, make that switch. And I like the one by Espoma, because it has worked for me forever, lots and lots of years. So I would suggest that you change. If you're not using a citrus fertilizer, do use one. The other thing is that Meyer lemons are self-pollinating, but usually we think of the bees or the dragonflies or whoever's hanging out around the tree to move the stuff around a little bit, you know, move the pollen from one thing to the next. So if you don't have any insects in your greenhouse, when it comes into bloom, just tap the branches and help that pollen fall across the plant. That should help along with the proper fertilizer. And if it does, I'd love to hear about it. If it doesn't, I'd even more like to hear about it, so I can help you think of what else it might be. Okay. Let's see. Let me catch up over here. All right. We caught up with those. Good. All right, then. One of the things that always happens at this time of the year is the leaf pile. It gets bigger and bigger. It gets wetter and wetter. Do we compost it? Do we add anything to it? Do we just let it lie there? What do we do? A couple of choices, really. If you've got time and space, we go back again, time and space, just like growing pumpkins. You got to have time and space for a really big leaf pile. But the good news is that a really big leaf pile does pretty much take care of itself. If it is, the ideal size for leaf piles is 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet, you know, a cube. But mine has been much bigger than that over the years and was not a problem. So give yourself the opportunity to start just the leaf pile. Now, on the other hand, if you've got a compost box like I do, you will find that over time you really do need to put in some leaves to go along with the other stuff in addition to whatever green you have and whatever you have in terms of those household waste things. Mine's always coffee grounds and eggshells. So in the end of the celery, you know, the stuff that doesn't get finished and put away for some other thing. Right? Right. Can I talk to Anna? Will that be okay? Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we had a frost. I don't think we had a freeze. So I can probably pick all the green tomatoes, put them in a box, and save them for New Year's because they'll ripen themselves.
I love that.
Yes. But I have a question. Now, this lovely camellia, which has these nice big blooms, and blooms sort of like through the holidays. And it's got some nice buds on it. Now, I lost a lot of this poor bush because of the freeze and the drought and then the freeze and then the drought. And how can I protect those blooms in case we have another freeze? Can I put, like, little socks over the bloom or
yes,
what?
If they are showing any color at all, you certainly should.
No, they're green but large.
Okay. But, well, if they're green but large, they're probably not going to be damaged. But if you have any concern about them at all, I really have found over time, I've seen other people who were trying to show camellias in a year with some crazy weather do this. They will take a paper bag and literally just night put the paper bag over the end of that branch and tie it loosely. You don't want to put plastic over it if you can help it, because that as the sun hits it in the morning, you know, it melts the whole business. Yeah. So, but a paper bag will at least brace them a little bit. And of course, making sure that when they go into a freezing night, the plants are not dry. That helps a whole lot.
Yeah, well, they're in a fortunate place. I'm on the middle of a hill. Unfortunately, we get water from up above, and it flows right by the camellia. But there's a ditch underneath, so the water
good
when it flows, it goes into a little ditch and what have you. It's such a shame because it is such a gorgeous camellia. The flowers are, and the other plant I'm worried about, it's loaded. The paper bush is loaded.
Oh, wonderful!
With blue. But you know, short of throwing some sort of, I don't know, blanket over the top of both of them, there's not much I can do about that one.
Not too much. I have been known, when I needed the flowers, you know, a lot, I've been known to throw all sorts of things over them for the night, as long as you go back and take it off again. But there, it is iffy. You're exactly right.
Yeah. And then the other things I've got to... I have an unheated garage, but it's amazing how you put everything in there, and if it gets really cold, turn on a little space heater, but otherwise they survive. Mm-hmm. I have two citrus trees, one of which is very old because I grew it from seed, and I've been here 24 years, and I probably had it 10 years in Chicago. And then the other one is a Maya lemon. I can't tell the difference.
I want the children's book that is the story of this tree that has traveled from Chicago to Oxford that we're talking about today. But they both. Well, do you know was it a Meyer that you grew from seed? I mean, was that the seed?
No,
you grew?
No, a grapefruit.
Oh my goodness!
We used to eat grapefruits then. Yeah,
yes,
we could eat grapefruits then. And I don't know. I was sitting in the chair, you know, tucking in, and I just stuck this seed in a pot, which I happened to have, and it grew. But I don't know which one it is, because they're in the same pot now. I mean, I did lug them from Chicago. They're both about 4 or 5 feet tall.
My goodness.
Each one is in a pot.
Do they bloom?
And They did one year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The problem is there's nothing flying around in the shop where I put them.
Well, they don't.
In the winter.
These are self-pollinating. The Meyers are. But they do have to be disturbed. Oh. In other words, when they come into bloom, you have to kind of go rattle the branches, just like you would do with tomatoes if they were growing in a situation where they couldn't have other insects or
wind. Yeah, I never knew that. So I don't know which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
So
some people turn on the fan, you know, and just have it blow air around a little bit.
Yeah, rattle them both.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got all the small plants in, like the blood leaf and things like that, because I just figured they're lower to the ground. I know it's meant to be warmer, but they're in pots, so they can be moved.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But the big ones, I'm thinking of my back.
You should, because that's not the plants. The plants can be, you know, hoisted by somebody else, but your back, not so much.
I don't think so. My husband is 90 years old, so he ain't gonna.
Well, listen now, we got to get out of here for a break, but I'm going to think about that. There's people we can get. We'll find somebody, one of your master gardeners. All right, now we will be right back with more Christmas cactus here on the Garden Mama Show.
Open Season Properties is a full-service real estate company with a team approach philosophy that ensures your needs are of the highest priority, whether it's rural land sales, residential, or commercial properties. Open Season Properties markets and sells real estate in Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. And they're dedicated to the development of long-term client relationships and unwavering commitment to service. Go to OpenSeasonProperties.com to learn more.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Garden Mama here. Lakeland Yard and Garden Center has the freshest of Fraser fir Christmas trees to choose from in all sizes. Bring your stand and they'll even mount your tree free of charge. Add good cheer to your home with Lakeland Yard and Gardens poinsettias, live greenery roping, and wreaths in multiple sizes. Choose from their many great gifts, Christmas decorations, Christopher Radko, and Old World Christmas ornaments. Visit Lakeland Yard and Garden this holiday season. They are grow-ho-hoing your way. Lakeland Drive at Airport Road.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
You're listening to WFMN Flora Jackson, Super Talk Mississippi, powered by your tree professionals at Barone's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090.
Whatever it takes to win, you do your job. Headed to the far side of the 20, he's gone! Touchdown! Ole Miss!
Gaping hole on left side.
Hotty toddy. This is Ole Miss football.
Play action, steps up in the pocket, lots of time, throws deep.
Caught at the 20, he trots into the end zone, touchdown! He breaks the plane, touchdown, Ole Miss!
By 50, he's in the clear,
here he is in the end zone, boys!
You can't catch him,
takes it to the house.
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
He's hit, he's hammered and sacked at the 35-yard line.
Here we go!
Stands like a frisbee.
Count it down. The students are pouring onto the field.
Hotty time. This is Ole Miss football.
Ole Miss football is on the air.
Welcome to the Ole Miss Pregame Show on the Ole Miss Sports Network in partnership with Super Talk Mississippi Media. Today's show is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar. Aetna, proud sponsor of the Ole Miss Radio Network. By Ford, Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions. Order now for the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card at regions.com/go Rebels. Now, here's your host, Gary Darby.
Welcome to Ole Miss Football and a pregame show presented by Guarantee Bank. Proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics. Whether you're on campus or in the stands, we've got your financial game plan covered. Visit Guarantee Bank today. And hotty toddy, everybody. There's a lot on the line for both teams today. The ninth-ranked Rebels looking to remain alive in the college football playoff picture. Florida's looking to get their sixth win of the season and bowl eligible. At one point, that wasn't what looked like to be in the cards for either of these teams. We'll talk a lot about that as the show goes along. Hello with my partner, Brett Norsworthy, our producers, Houston McDavid at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, Dan Courts in the Learfield Studios. I'm Gary Darby. Brett, Ole Miss played its most complete game of the season 2 weeks ago against Georgia. They had a week to get healthy and get ready for this one in Florida. But back to that Georgia game, boy, offensively, defensively, no real penalties that bothered Ole Miss, even though getting behind early, turning it over. Special day at Vaught Hemingway a couple of weeks ago.
Good morning, Gary. It sure was. It was an all-timer and record-setting crowd that day, and the performance against the Georgia Bulldogs, it catapulted Ole Miss right back into playoff talk where it was all the summer and into the preseason, and momentarily derailed with the home loss to Kentucky and the soul-crushing loss in overtime to LSU. But back on track. But this is a Florida team coming off its biggest win of the year as well. That was last week. While Ole Miss enjoyed open day and able to rest, as you said, and recover from that hard-fought game against Georgia, Florida was probably playing and winning its best game in the Billy Napier years.
Oh, sure. Now, think about going back to that postgame show, Brett, October 12 in Baton Rouge. I mean, I said to someone this week, like, it seemed to take forever to finish that postgame show, and we probably didn't take as long as we did against Georgia. Winning makes a lot of things better, doesn't it?
It sure does. And that 2 weeks ago in Oxford, that was special for all of us. Everybody in the Ole Miss world knew what it meant. And again, you know, over 68,000 strong. And that day, that Saturday in Oxford, we had a bigger crowd than the following Sunday at five different NFL locations. Right there in Oxford, right there in Lafayette County on the campus of Ole Miss, to have that kind of crowd. And now it has put Ole Miss in position to close out strong today and next week, the day after Thanksgiving, to be in that college football playoff. We see the brackets. Everybody knows it. There's no need, you know, hiding from that conversation. I don't know that Lane Kiffin wants to hear a whole lot of conversation about it, but we're out there in the mix nationally, and we know what today means. All of that is off the table with a slip up today or next week. Have to keep winning. And this Florida team, we have to keep in mind that the two teams that Ole Miss has been defeated by this year, Florida has trounced both of those. One easily, double digits for sure. And I thought pretty easily late in that game last week against LSU, and they put it on Kentucky earlier in the year. So that's what we're playing today. We're playing a Florida team very motivated, that their coach, with the vote of confidence from his boss and his administrators, that they want to close strong and try to, you know, get into a really good bowl and start the 2025 season, start it now with it down the stretch with a strong finish to 2024.
Ole Miss number 9 in the college football playoffs in all of the polls, really, at 8-2 and 4-2 in the SEC. Florida is even at 5-5 and 3-4. But let's talk about the 5 on the loss column. Opened up the season with Miami, who's now number 8 in the college football playoff picture. Texas A&M was a loss right now on the outside, but they have only one loss in the SEC and really good odds to get to the SEC title game. Tennessee is in that top 12 in the college football playoffs. Georgia is 10th, and then Texas is 3rd. That's the 5 losses. It was a daunting schedule coming in, and they have done enough, as you just said, to get the vote of confidence for Coach Napier to continue. And then, I mean, I know they were, you know, really run out of Austin 49-17, but Lagway didn't play. He came back not 100%. Don't know what percentage he is today, but they look so much better with him as the quarterback. And highlighting notes, and we're going to get to these and inside the numbers here a little bit later on in the program. Offensive and defensive lines, Ole Miss likes to talk about theirs. Gators got a pretty good group too, Brett.
They got great group on both sides. The center play for Florida, it is really spectacular. But the two tackles, we saw what they did against the LSU defensive front last week. And you mentioned those losses, Gary. They have the up-close seat to all the playoff teams. And
that's right.
Even some of those they lost to, like Texas A&M and Tennessee, they're right there on the outside looking in and may very well end up in the most important bracket that will be released, and that's the one on Sunday morning, December 8th.
All right, friends, we are off and running with today's program. Coming up next, we'll dive into Ole Miss Florida as a series. It began in 1926. We'll give you some details, and we'll continue with a kickoff coming up a little after 11 a.m. my time and a little afternoon for all the fellows in Gainesville. Let's continue talking Ole Miss Florida after a break. This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jacobs is left, guarded by Travis Blanchard, one-on-one. In the shotgun is Rex Grossman. There's his snap. Here comes pressure. He's in the pocket, dumps it over the middle, and overthrows. It's intercepted! It's intercepted at the 48-yard line! Travis Blanchard! The pass sailed over the head of Jacobs. He didn't even make an effort because he knew he couldn't catch it. And playing behind him was Blanchard and said, "Look what I found!" The fourth interception of the day for Rex Grossman.
That was 2002 in Oxford, a 17-14 win for Ole Miss in that game. Goalpost came down, by the way. This is the 26th all-time meeting between Ole Miss and Florida. Ole Miss has won 12. Florida's won 12. It's been two ties. It goes back to 1926. And in Gainesville, Ole Miss actually leads the series 6-4. And one of those ties, and the last win, was a 31-30 upset over then number 4 Florida in 2008. More coming up on that in a moment. At the point that the Blanchard interception happened, that started Ole Miss winning 3 out of 4 in the series. But now, Brett, the Gators have won 3 out of 4, including the last two. They won in 2015 in Gainesville and then a 51-35 win in Oxford during the COVID year. But we started in 1926, and it's all even. And Ole Miss has had the advantage there at Ben Hill Griffin.
All even, hadn't played that much compared to some SEC rivalries, you know, that way over here in the Eastern time zone and then for a long time in the Eastern division of the SEC. But this year in Gainesville, next year back in Oxford, and then we don't know, you know, how the schedule is going to break in the future. So this year and next year could be it for a while, but it is full circle today for Coach Lane Kiffin because it was his very first game in 2020, COVID year, limited crowd, almost no crowd, you know, allowed that year because of everything going on with the pandemic. So that was game number one. Boy, he's come a long way since that day, hasn't he?
He has, absolutely, and gotten, you know, almost to this point where we sit today. You know, these two coaches, since you mentioned, you know, had a little time on an Alabama staff together and now have worked their way. You know, Lane going to Florida Atlantic and coming through, and Napier down in Louisiana and the Cajuns and making his way into, you know, the coaching jobs in the SEC. Lane obviously has, you know, done a little bit better at his stop at Ole Miss, 42-17 in his 5 seasons and just 16-19 for Napier there in Florida in his 3rd season. And he was up against it a little bit, but these guys know each other, worked against one another. I don't know that, you know, they're as close as Lane and Kirby Smart or Lane and Sark down at Texas, but they obviously know each other very well.
Yeah, both out of the Coach Nick Saban coaching crew down at Alabama, and what Billy Napier did at Louisiana got him this Florida job. But compare the 2020 Ole Miss defense that first day for Lane Kiffin to today's defense, and it's come a long way. That game was fun. It really was a window into what could be our future under Coach Lane Kiffin, and has he delivered 51-35 that day, and very competitive, a lot of fun. And early in those that year, both the loss to Florida at home and the loss to Alabama, it was Coach Kiffin telling Ole Miss fans, do not be content with this. We're going to do a lot better than this. Went on, went 5-5 that year and won the bowl down in Tampa against Indiana. But he was telling everybody then, we're going to get a lot better players in here and have a lot more success, and he has delivered.
You know, when we talk about stadiums, obviously, we brought this up when Ole Miss was in Baton Rouge and played there. Uh-huh. And everybody talks about Ben Hill Griffin, right? Gainesville, the Swamp, how difficult it is. And I'm spoiled, right? The times that I've been in Gainesville as, you know, part of Ole Miss, they've won the games, right? And yeah, for Ole Miss fans, the few times you get to go, it's been successful trips some of those times. You know, Ole Miss probably one of the very few that have a winning record in Gainesville. Again, 11 games, it's limited, but still to go down with some teams not ranked, beating nationally ranked programs, and we're going to hear plays from a lot of those games. We can't take this, you know, for granted. Like, Ben Hill Griffin is a loud, tough place to play. It was tougher, obviously, I think, you know, last weekend when it's at night. I'll be interested to see what it's like when we kick it off here in about 45-plus minutes.
Me too, Gary. I thought we got a scheduling break getting South Carolina, that game 2:30 Central Time that day, but getting them in the afternoon at Williams-Brice as opposed to what we all saw on TV last Saturday night in their win over Mizzou. And maybe the same thing here today. And what really made this the Swamp, it was Steve Spurrier and those teams.
Oh, yeah.
And those good players. And Ole Miss came in here against those good players and got a win, including Tim Tebow in 2008, one of the great Ole Miss road trips of all time, 31-30 that day.
We have a lot to get to today. Later on in the program, Athletic Director Keith Carter will join us from field level. So will Head Coach Lane Kiffin with Voice of the Rebels David Kellum and Harry Harrison. We'll have John Darnell join us a little bit later on as well. We'll speak with David and Harry in our round table, or I think David called it square table last time out. Not really sure, but we'll have a table. We'll sit around and we'll talk football with the guys that will call the game And, of course, we have other things we're going to get to inside the numbers. Brett and Old Darb will discuss Jackson Dart. We'll get some comments from Coach Napier as well. And then we have Dan Courts, who's in the Learfield studio. He's next because we're going to talk about the day that is college football with him. When we return, it's Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it!
Yeah, we got it!
For two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Rogers Dav Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dav's fleet. Call the Rogers Dav's business elite fleet team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdavs.com. Rogers Dav Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Mental well-being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Pregame Show. Today's bout around the SEC is brought to you by Regions. Order now for the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card at regions.com/GoRebels. Inside the Learfield Network Studios, here's Dan Courts.
Rebs looking to keep the train rolling as they head into the swamp. Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the Network Studios. Your ninth-ranked Ole Miss Rebels get ready to meet the Florida Gators today. We'll take a look around the SEC presented by Regions. Our game, the first in the conference to kick today at 11:45. 10th-ranked Georgia is at home against UMass at noon from Knoxville. 11th-ranked Tennessee takes on UTEP at 2:30. 3rd-ranked Texas welcomes Kentucky to Austin. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian talked about the Wildcats.
First of all, a ton of respect for Coach Stoops. I think his teams are coached really, really well. Very sound football teams in all three phases. They're going to grind you out defensively, and then they're going to grind you out offensively. And when they get their opportunities in the fourth quarter, they're going to take their shots at you. And I think that's what happened in the Ole Miss game. They tried their best in the Georgia and Tennessee games to do the same. Ton of respect. Man, very talented defensive football team. These guys have NFL guys all over the place, so a heck of a challenge for us.
This is only the second meeting between these two and the first meeting since 1951. Two games at 3 o'clock, 18th-ranked South Carolina at home against Akron, and Arkansas welcomes Louisiana Tech to Fayetteville. At 3:15, 23rd-ranked Missouri is on the road at Mississippi State. Two games at 6:30, the first from Norman, where Oklahoma will meet 7th-ranked Alabama. Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer talked about the leadership of quarterback Jalen Milroe.
I think it just starts with doing what's best for the team. That's what Jalen's all about, and that's really what I think triggers him to want to win, and here's how we got to win. And, you know, there's going to be times when you got to throw the ball, and there's times when you got to run it. And reps over and over and over again, he's, I think, back in a really good spot, you know, with trust in the guys around him. There's been a little more continuity with the practice and skill players, offensive line. There's just been more of that.
These two last met in the 2018 Orange Bowl CFP semifinal that saw Bama win 45-34. Oklahoma holds an all-time record of 3-2-1 between the two. The other 6:30 kick from the Plains, where Auburn meets 15th-ranked Texas A&M. The Aggies won last season's meeting 27-10. Auburn won the last meeting at Jordan-Hare in 2022. The final game at 6:45 sees Vanderbilt on the road at LSU. LSU has won the last nine meetings between the two. Vandy last defeated the Bayou Bengals in 1990 and have not won in Baton Rouge since 1951. Transitioning briefly to the rest of the top 25, last night 24th-ranked UNLV defeated San Jose State 27-16. Games in the top 25 kicking in the same window as us. Big game from Columbus. We'll see 2nd-ranked Ohio State meet 5th-ranked Indiana. 8th-ranked Miami is at home against Wake Forest. 13th-ranked SMU at Virginia. And 25th-ranked Illinois is at Rutgers. That is your look around the SEC, presented by Regions. And briefly at the top 25, Ole Miss gets ready to meet Florida. I'll now bring back Gary Darby and Brett Norsworthy. And guys, instead of the SEC picture, I'm going to go more national today. We said when the first rankings came out that these are going to change numerous times in the coming weeks. They kind of have. Is this also the week, though, coming up where we see the drastic change in those rankings?
Brett, go ahead.
I think we do. And with all the action around the country, and we are scoreboard watching, and I said in the summertime, Dan and Gary, that this would be the most exciting year in the history of college football because we're all doing something collectively we've never done before. We've never had 12 teams. We had four, and we had the old BCS with two, and then we used to have the kind of the hodgepodge of letting AP and UPI sort it out and various other voting entities. But now we've got that bracket in this country, if nothing else. We love a bracket when we see it every March with the men's basketball tournament and the fun with the bracketology and all that. So now around the country today, it's national, it's regional, it's local, it's SEC. All the SEC teams are playing today, some with bigger stakes than others, but everybody's in action today and the next week. You know, it's rivalry weekend. It's the games that last forever. And, Gary, it's one thing that, you know, we'll develop. I hope next week after I want to win today, but next week in rivalry games around the country, you're going to have the team playing for college football playoff, but that other team, think what they can do in not just spoiling a season, wrecking your lives with an upset.
Yeah, there's a lot of those that are out there next week, but you're right, you have to focus on today and what's going to happen. The SEC has already 10 teams eligible for bowl games. Arkansas, Florida, and Oklahoma, one win away from that. So, in fact, the only team that can't get there in eligibility is that Mississippi State team that Ole Miss sees next week. Auburn's 4-6, Kentucky's 4-6, but they could get there as well. So that's the entire conference that has that ability to continue with some wins, but as Brett mentioned, some a little bit more meaningful maybe than others. And I think, Dan, you know, it's interesting. It's a good start to the morning, right?
Absolutely.
For college football.
Absolutely.
Right?
Not only from a conference standpoint, from a national standpoint, where I don't think any of us had Indiana being ranked in the top five in football. Maybe in basketball
you saw
it more. And yeah, undefeated, nonetheless. And now they're playing each other. The winner is likely going to go to the Big Ten title game because Oregon is still undefeated in that conference. And then to piggyback a little bit off what Gary was saying, I guess we could say this for all the conferences now, in that you don't...
Missions dedicated to keeping your equipment performing at its peak day in and day out. Keep your operation running smoothly, regardless of the challenges you face in the field. Discover the benefits of pairing red with red. Contact your local Mid-South Ag dealer in Byhalia, Mississippi today.
Rebel fans, Ole Miss basketball season is here, and we want you to help us pack the SJB Pavilion. Single game tickets are on sale now for both men's and women's basketball. Prices start as low as $5 for the women's games and $10 for the men's. You can purchase your tickets by visiting OleMissTix.com or by calling the Ole Miss Ticket Office at 662-915-7167. Hotty toddy.
Listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Looking for a way to make your truck stand out from the crowd? Step up to the AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps. With their sleek design and reliable performance, these power steps are the perfect accessory for any truck owner.
Not only do they make getting in and out of your truck a breeze, but their integrated lighting system adds a touch of style and functionality. AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps, available at Rick's Pro Truck in Madison, Flowood, and their commercial location in Pearl. Upgrade your ride today.
Ole Miss fans never settle. Neither should your home. If you've been living with doors that don't open or close, cracks and unlevel floors at home, it's time to start living better. Foundation problems only get worse with time. Only Olshan gives you more than 90 years of experience, patented and proven repairs, and a warranty you can count on. Stop settling and start living better. Visit OlshanFoundation.com and get your free evaluation today. Or call us at 877-465-7426.
Today's interview with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter is brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. At Outback, we've got your back.
Welcome back to the pregame show brought to you by Guarantee Bank, rooted in community, driven by you. And now we bring in the Athletic Director Keith Carter, who was listening at the end of that last segment. Keith, radio heads talking about what coulda, woulda, shoulda, and all of that stuff. We got to focus on today and what's going on in Gainesville, don't we? And first of all, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good morning. Glad to join. Yeah, big one here today. Yeah. Obviously, you know, this is what it's all about, playing in the swamp, standing down here on the 40-yard line right now. This is an impressive building, but got to get off to a good start and, you know, hopefully get this crowd out of it early.
Keith, we make it sound easy on radio, don't we? All you have to do is win ball games. But for you and administrators and everybody, so much went into that Georgia weekend 2 weeks ago. And Gary and Dan and I were just talking about, I think everybody came away with one of the classic Ole Miss memories, one of the classic Ole Miss moments. That whole day played out like a movie. If you planned every bit of that, Keith, great job. From the fireworks and the things you control, the controllables, to the play on the field, it was terrific. One for the record books, wasn't it?
It really was, and I wish I could take credit for it, but we got so many great staff members that did an awesome job. And, you know, obviously from the flyover all the way to the field rush, you know, it was one of those perfect days. And so you know, we love those in Oxford, and hopefully there'll be more of those. But obviously here on the road today, got to get the job done.
Do we need to start attaching GPS trackers to goalposts?
Those goalposts, they find their way to wherever the most popular spot is, you know. So, but, you know, it was cool. And, sure, you know, it was one of those things. We knew they were probably going to come if we won the game. And, you know, sometimes you just got to do that. You got to let them have it, let them have fun with it. And, you know, they made memories down there that they'll never forget, for sure.
And one of these days, that may be the people, you know, on the board of trustees calling the shots that were hanging off the goalposts.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, of course, you know, you talk about the fine and all those things. That fine will be paid, you know, a thousand or a million times over before it's all said and done. So glad everybody got to have a good time, and we're safe.
The potential for December football, I know you were planning for it, and now it's really right here before. We still got a lot to take care of in November, but potential home or away football exists.
It does, and you know, that's what we talked about. That's why, you know, this roster was built and all these guys came back, and you know, we're right in position to get it done. So a huge one here today on the road, obviously another one at home, but you know, as Coach Kiffin has said all year, go 1-0, and that's all we can handle, and we'll do that hopefully here today.
Keith, we were talking when we came on today, Gary and I were talking, that very ironic, very poignant, that game one for Coach Kiffin, after you made that hire, right after you were hired in 19, you hire Coach Kiffin, he comes in, then we have the global pandemic, game one against Florida, today game 60. Look at all the strides made.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, and again, we've talked about it. This is what, you know, Coach and I talked about when he was hired, that, you know, we could get our program to this level and, you know, put ourselves, you know, in an opportunity to do this. And it feels like we've set the table, now just have to go out, take care of business, and, you know, hopefully we can do that today.
Last thing, Keith, and we'll let you go. It is starting with today and rolling through, and I kind of end you with each of ours with some other sports and some things, but my goodness, you're on the stage to begin the day today. Ole Miss football will be on Friday, but you've got men's basketball going and playing in a nice tournament against three really good opponents, BYU to start with, and then women's basketball's got Boston College and then possibly either UConn or Oregon State. The Ole Miss name is going to be out there for the entire nation in athletics in the upcoming 7 days.
Absolutely, and again, that's what we want. You know, we want to be a national brand, you know, not just in football, but all of our programs. We also have our men's cross-country team running in the national championship today in Madison, Wisconsin, and Laurel Wynn from the women's team running as well. So we've got athletes all over the world, literally, right now, you know, doing their thing. So really cool, and you know, when you see that Ole Miss logo, it's recognized, and it's because our student-athletes and our coaches have done an awesome job. So it's a pretty cool thing.
And people can say what they want, Keith. Seeing that name, winning games matters to the student population. There's a reason that the campus is exploding and Oxford is exploding. And that's what, and you mentioned it, the money can come back over and over again. That's part of the reason the success that the athletic teams are having on their field of play.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've said it a lot. We're not the most important thing at the institution, but, you know, a lot of times the most visible. And I think people are seeing our brand. They're seeing it, you know, nationwide and around the world, quite frankly. You know, I mean, it's a brand that's so strong right now, and we got to keep that going. But, you know, you see that with the freshman enrollment and, you know, record classes and all those things. But, you know, we know athletics plays a huge part in that for sure.
Thank you, boss. Enjoy the day in Gainesville.
Absolutely, guys. Let's get it done.
Thank you, Keith. Keep that charge phoned up for all those updates from around the country.
No doubt. No doubt. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Keith Carter with us from Field Level at Ben Hill Griffin in Gainesville. We'll continue talking Ole Miss, Rebels, and Gators coming up today, helping get a great college football Saturday opened up in Florida. We'll come back with more Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Today's pregame conversation with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter was brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. Food made with the highest quality ingredients, sourced from around the world. We're back with more of the Ole Miss pregame show after this time out on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Head coach Mike Bianco and the Ole Miss Rebels are gearing up for a new season, and they need you to bring the energy to Swayze this spring. What better way to experience Swayze showers than with a season ticket to all the action? Secure your spot today at OleMissTix.com.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, AirSouth's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call AirSouth now at 662-304-8412. AirSouth, we care more.
Head coach Jamie Traxel and Ole Miss softball invite you to ring in an exciting season this spring. Be the first to experience the brand new Ole Miss softball stadium as a season ticket holder and never miss a pitch, swing, or hit. Make history by securing your seat today at OleMissTix.com.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
We all voted for president a few weeks ago, but there is still one big election left on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Turnout will be low, so your vote could determine who represents us in the Mississippi Supreme Court for the next 8 years, until 2032. And please understand, if conservatives don't vote in the November 26 runoff, the Mississippi Supreme Court is in danger of being dominated by liberal justices. The good news is, we have an outstanding conservative candidate, Jennifer Branning. But Jennifer won't win if you don't make a special effort to vote. You can vote absentee up until Saturday morning, November 23rd, or vote on Election Day. Whatever you do, don't skip this runoff. Please vote and encourage your friends and family to vote for Jennifer. For our future, vote Jennifer Branning on November 26th.
Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Not approved by any candidate. Derek Easley, Treasurer.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A
the Ole Miss 49. It's first and 10 from the far hash mark. Morris rolls left, fires after being heavy pursued. Intercepted by Godwin. He's the midfield to the 40, to the 30. He may go 20. He holds the ball over near the 10. 5. Touchdown. Thompson Godwin scores the TD for the Rebels as he stepped in front of that pass and Kyle Morris threw it while being heavily chased in the backfield. And here on the near sidelines, Lyman, the second interception for Chauncey Godwin. This one good for the TD run.
Hey, he made a move down about the 30-yard line, too, that got loose from all of the would-be tacklers, and he took it in for the score.
It was a 58-yard return.
My man Lyman Hellum showed up with a pen. He was prepared to help David Kellum call that game. As the Rebels won, they're 24-19 back in 1989. Emmett Smith was on the other side, 379 to 128 total offense, Florida. There was a fake punt in that game as well. Chauncey Godwin intercepted a couple, ran it back for a touchdown, and then Charles Childers threw to Lafayette County's own Gerald Vaughn for 28 yards on that fake punt. Brett Norsworthy to get the win that day.
That was a great day, and that was our friend Glenn Waddle with all the hooping and hollering in the background in 1989, violating every edict and canon of wearing a credential. Oh. But you're the happy radio crew, you can cheer, and he was enjoying that day. I hope we have some of that joy in this booth here today. Gary, like we have had so many times here at a tough, tough, tough place to play, one that when you win, you always remember getting out of Florida Field at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, now the Swamp. We'll talk a lot more about that day in 1989. With John Darnell. And John Darnell, he had the easier duty that day. He just had to play quarterback. He didn't have to try to tackle Emmett Smith.
No, exactly right. Hey, we're about to do Shelter Insurance's Inside the Numbers for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter. A couple of things. Ole Miss leads the SEC. They're third in big plays, 10 or more yard plays at 190. And then you get on the defensive side of things, and boy, how good, Brett, has the Ole Miss defense been. They're first in FBS football in yards against the rush, tackles for loss, tackle for loss yards, sacks, and sack yards, and it's just continued to build since that Oklahoma game. Those numbers continue to stack up and look so good on the defensive side.
Halftime at Oklahoma, it caught fire, didn't it? And it's really all in sync. It has to be. It's up front with the whole country talking about what the Ole Miss front's doing. And then at linebacker, you see the play from Daugherty and Chris Paul. And then in the secondary, you know, having the late pick in the game against Georgia to really make things, you know, very comfortable and on easier street in that one. And the depth, always able to roll out of, you know, some big fresh guys. And, you know, Gary, for years we watched all these other teams and we thought, you know, one of these days if we could get to that kind of front, we've enjoyed those kind of fronts before, but to have this depth that they can always get after the quarterback, and as Coach Lane Kiffin's talked about, having Princely Mielen in there to be the closer.
Mm-hmm. You know, they held Georgia to their lowest point total in the Kirby Smart era, 10. And remember, third play of the game was an interception, a very short field to give them 7. Of those 10s, the fewest yielded by an Ole Miss defense against Georgia since 1995, as Georgia only had 245 yards of offense, the fewest for them since 2017, and 59 rushing yards, fewest since 2021. And the 18-point margin of victory for Ole Miss and for defeat for Georgia was the biggest loss for Georgia since the 2019 title game against LSU and the largest in the regular season since 2018 against LSU. Now let's talk some Florida numbers real quick, and then we will have Lane Kiffin with David Kellum and Harry Harrison afterwards. And, you know, late night, highlighting a few things. Florida has not allowed a sack, Brett, in four separate games this season, including the win last week against LSU. They've given up just 13 all year, which is first in the SEC, 28th nationally. You've talked about Jake Slaughter, the center, and then right tackle Brandon Crenshaw Dixon has allowed 0 quarterback hits, just 8 pressures, and 287 pass block snaps this season. I didn't realize how good that offensive line had protected, whether it was Mertz or Lagway so far this season.
and even had to get down to the third quarterback.
You know, yes, they did.
From Yale, 25 different quarterbacks have started a game this year in the SEC. Only Florida has had to put three out there. That makes it really, really difficult. But when you have that offensive line up front, keeping them safe, You can have the plays like DJ Lagway's had, and he leads all FBS quarterbacks on deep throws with a 99.4 passing grade, 20-plus yards or more. And this great note about Florida, they've scored in 458 consecutive games dating back to 1988. That's an NCAA record, and 54 games longer than the team stay on their heels, but that would be TCU. And so they get on the board. This defense for the Ole Miss Rebels today, I'm going to say it, got to play as well or better as it did 2 weeks ago against Georgia.
I agree with you. And then the Florida defense combined for 10 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, 6 quarterback hurries, 6 pass breakups, 3 forced fumbles, and a recovery against LSU. Tyreek Stapps has been playing out of his mind here lately, and that defense, really good. I mean, you could almost say this every week, I guess, Brett, but the line of scrimmage today, huge for both teams.
That's SEC football. It's the line of scrimmage. It's the big guys, and we see it sorted out every week. And if you can't stand up and stop the other team, I think they sense it pretty early, and then they know it, and they can do whatever they want to do, and it makes it hard for you to be able to survive.
That's our Shelter Insco.
Our exclusive pregame interview with Rebels head coach Lane Kiffin is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar.
And welcome back. We are at Florida Field. Now Steve Spurrier, Florida Field, well named, obviously. We're in the swamp. We're Ole Miss and Florida about to meet. We do have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. Coach, just a general thought about, obviously, the magnitude of the game and to be in this position.
It's really exciting. A lot of teams aren't. You know, that's what I told them. Everybody wants to be in this position where they potentially are in place for postseason with the new playoff setup, and so they are. So it's exciting to be a part, but we got to play really well today against a really good team.
I know you've addressed it a bunch of times with a great win over Georgia, but then you had the 2 weeks to get ready for this. Kind of what has the team been doing over that stretch?
Well, a lot of practice for these guys. Some guys getting healthy, you know, that were either out or beat up. So it's been really good.
Trey Harris back, and that's great to get him back in the mix.
Yeah, it sure is. So exciting for that. And, you know, we just got to play really well today and play smart.
Well, Coach, obviously defense is young, but they got a couple big pluggers inside, 6'6 guys, 325 pounds they list them as. And so I would think running the football up the middle of the day will be a tough out.
Yeah, they're really big. This is you know, really good-looking front that played great last week. Gave LSU a lot of problems, a lot of sacks, a lot of negative plays. So we're going to have to throw it well and run it well.
On the outside, they got a guy named Sapp. I don't know if he's related to Warren Sapp or not, but there are not that many Sapps around. But he had a good week last week against LSU on the edge.
He did. He's a problem to deal with and really plays hard. And so their whole defense played really hard last week.
On the offensive side, DJ Lagway, really good quarterback, but he's young. I know you hope you can kind of get him out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, well, we need to do that. He's very elite talent, really strong arm, really great runner. I don't know if he's going to be able to do all that today. But, you know, there's a reason he was such a high-profile recruit and why they play so much better when he's in there.
What are we leaving out? What's another key, you think, to this one?
I think what you said, Lagway, I mean, watching him warm up over there, we got to control him and not let him get in rhythm and get confidence.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Wish you the best.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks.
Lane Kiffin, the head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels, will continue with our pregame show shortly as we'll send it back to Brett and Gary next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Syphilis. It's a real problem in Mississippi right now. Anyone who is sexually active can get it.
Syphilis is treatable, and symptoms can include rashes, sores, and flu-like symptoms. But untreated syphilis can lead to paralysis, blindness, heart disease, and death. If you're sexually active, use protection and get tested annually. For a free syphilis test, call 800-456-2323. Together, we can knock syphilis out. Get tested, get treated, get well. This message brought to you by the Mississippi State Department of Health.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it!
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
Council.
Snap to Dart. He's got time in the pocket. Lots of time. Throws deep over the middle. He's got Caden Lee. Caught at the 30. Spins off a tackle. Reverses direction. He's headed to the 20, the 10, and dropped inside the 10 around the 6-yard line.
One of many big plays that Jackson Dart has been a part of in this football season. Gary Darby, Brett Norsworthy back with you to talk about the man from Utah in this segment just a little bit. We heard Coach Kiffin talk about getting after Lagway, the Florida quarterback, and in a minute we're going to hear from Billy Napier and the fact that they want to do the same thing with the Ole Miss quarterback. But Brett, he leads the FBS in total offense, 371.3 passing yards, number one in the SEC, number three in FBS with over 3,400, 22 passing touchdowns. His passing efficiency leads football at 188.6. He's got 32 pass completions of 30 yards or more. I could have played a ton of them from the Arkansas game alone. And you can just continue with what he's done. More passing yards through 10 games than 8 of the last 10 Heisman-winning quarterbacks, being one of those things. Some thoughts on number 2 for Ole Miss.
Aren't we glad we got him from Kingsville, Utah, to come all the way to the heart of college football at Ole Miss? And today, with 373, he goes past Eli Manning, 372 with time, but also just 253 today, 253 yards would put him in a 10,000-yard passing club with just Eli Manning. So anytime at Ole Miss you're mentioned in the same sentence with Eli Manning, you know the prolific player that he's been. And that's what Jackson Dart has done for the Rebels. At the end of this year, I don't know what happens over the next few weeks, and it might be a trip to New York City still in the offing for Jackson Dart. But we'll look back at a lot of years, and these numbers would win a Heisman Trophy.
Oh, sure. Only quarterback in the SEC to average more than 300-plus passing yards in SEC play, and he is the only quarterback in SEC history to throw for 500 yards and 6 touchdowns against an SEC defense. So the veteran Ole Miss quarterback, the rookie playing in his own home field in Lagway, it's going to be interesting to watch how it plays out with both signal callers. And we had kind of the same discussion at Arkansas, and we saw what happened. Boy, if we could get a carbon copy of what happened in Fayetteville and Gainesville, we'll be happy people here in a few hours, won't we?
We sure will be. And last week, to come in a relief appearance of Floridian, what Austin Simmons did, rather last game, 2 weeks ago, what Austin Simmons did in relief against Georgia, just part of that movie we talked about with athletics director Keith Carter that was the Georgia game. What a relief appearance.
Let's pick the brains of the guys that will call the game, David Kellum and Harry Harrison. They will join us in a roundtable discussion next. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever?
Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane? Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In 1920, John Allbritton Sr. opened Allbritton's Jewelry in downtown Jackson. With an expertise in watchmaking from his time with the Illinois Central Railroad, John not only sold but serviced pocket and dress watches for his fellow Mississippians. Allbritton's has maintained that tradition to this day, with two full-time watchmakers on staff that are capable of repairing all major watch brands. Allbritton's also offers a vast collection of fine watches built to fit any lifestyle. From dress styles in gold and stainless steel to sporty selections in carbon fiber, Allbritton's has the watch for you. Come see why, since 1920, the people of Mississippi have chosen Allbritton's as their fine watch store.
Quality and value go hand in hand at Allbritton's, Allbritton's Jewelers.
Come, brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
The snap. There it is. He runs right. He's hit. He didn't get it. And the Rebels take over at the 32-yard line. They did not get the first down with 41 seconds left. Stunned silence here at Florida Field.
September 27, 2008. The unranked Rebels went into the swamp when 30.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.